Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday of October. I hope everybody's month started out on a good note. And it's autumn and the colors are out. It is just so, so beautiful. So, but yes. Anyway, I'm glad that you joined us. First Sunday of the month, psychic readings. One question per caller, and we're going to try to get to as many people as possible. I also open the chat line, and I will be checking with it periodically as far as I'll take questions from the chat line if anybody has a question in there. Let me see, what else is going on? Oh, I guess I need to give shout-outs on for birthdays, so let's do that real quick. Happy birthday to Sarah Frank. Happy birthday to Elaine Fernandez. Happy birthday to Tanya O'Cray. And let's see, who else am I missing here? We'll make sure I tell. Oh, Kip England, good friend of the family. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to our city councilman, Mr. Bruce A. Harold. All right. And happy birthday to Mr. Douglas Wright. Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed a good week. Also, I want to let everybody know, if you email me, or even I'm on Facebook under Lennis Boyd, I will be glad to give your announcements of happy anniversary or birthdays, whatever, children or your parents. It's just a service we do. Also today we've got Brenda on the line, our numerologist. So if you have questions for her, she'll need your month and your birth date. So with that, we are going to begin. And my first call is area code 234. You're on the line with Lennis. How can I help you today?
Oh, hello, Lennis. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, pretty good, thank you. Well, my question is for you. Nothing specific. What do you see with me? You know, any spirits or like a spirit guides or anything come through? Or?
Oh, okay. And who is this? Your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Shawnee.
Hi, Shawnee. That's all right, Eddie. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, the first thing I felt right away was nervousness. I don't know if it's just because you're on the air or what you're going through, but I feel nervousness. Looks like you're trying to blow through a storm. Okay. Okay. Just relax for a minute. Let me come through. Yeah, you're upset about something. I don't know why I'm seeing a double butt, like a human being's butt, double butt. I'm assuming that something has really pissed you off and you want to kick somebody's ass. Let's see. You're dealing with something. I see anger. And you want to know what the outcome of this is going to be. Let me tell you, I see 50-50. What this problem is, 50% of it, you are correct. 50% the other person is correct. But I see that you have some really valid points that people are not listening to what you have to say. So that even irritates you more and makes you more bitter. You do have some valid points. Right now, what I would tell you in your situation is just to go with the flow. Do not let anybody take your kindness for weakness. Don't let them think they done got over on you, because they haven't. But I just want to say, go with the flow and see how things turn out. It may turn out to your benefit where it's like 60-40. okay?
Okay.
But I see that you have some valid concerns, how you feel, and I'm sorry that people are not listening to you. You know, they'd rather be confrontational than to say, well, this is how I feel and this is how you feel, but I see that there's arguments going on. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. You're going to be okay, but just go with the flow. Don't let them get under your skin. You know, sometimes people do things, Shawnee, just to take you to their level. You don't have to step down there. You're a much better person than they are. Believe that. You are way better than that. I can tell by your spirit. So don't let them go low, but fight for what you know is right. I agree with you there 100%, but don't lower your standards. You're a much better person than that. Okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I do.
It's exactly what I'm going through. So, you know, shock it even came through. You know, I'm not shocked, but, you know, I didn't know what to expect. So,
yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get an answer about this problem Friday afternoon.
Oh.
So look for a phone call. I either see a phone call or it could be mail because I'm also seeing a white envelope. But you're going to get a response on Friday afternoon, so just look for that at the end of the week, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day or stay on the line and listen, up to you. But thank
you
for calling.
All right, thank you. All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 281, you're on the line with Lennis. How may I help you? Area code 281. Area code 281.
Hi, Lennis.
Hi. I almost hung up on you. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. And yourself?
Okay. Oh, I'm doing great. And your name?
My name is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
You are so shy.
Am I?
My question is for you.
If you see anything, I was kind of listening to the last call, and I was like, that might be me too, but I'm not sure. So the same if you see anything with me or anything.
Okay. Tracy. Well, I know you're very shy. You need to speak up more for yourself. you know, you're like the person walking down the street and they have their head down. Hold your head up, girl. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. But you're shy. People think you're just the sweetest person. They really love you to death. They think you're so sweet. I just don't want to see you get trampled on, you know, where people take your kindness for weakness. I see for the month of October, it's just coming to me that you're going to be very popular. A lot of social events are coming up, if you want to participate or not, but it's because of who you are and your character that, you're invited. All I see for you right now is just happiness, is good things. So the only downfall is, like I said, don't let people take your kindness for weakness.
Hmm.
Do you have a specific question?
I'm thinking of changing my living surroundings, saying goodbye kind of thing, and I don't know if it's the right thing. I'm having a problem with it.
Okay, now you know you can't run away from it because what you run away from will still persist. It'll come back to haunt you. So when you leave on good standing and accord. Don't leave because you're trying to get away from something that's getting on your last nerve. Leave because you want to leave because that's the life choice that you've made. You have other goals in front of you. For me, I would tell you there's nothing wrong with moving on, okay? Sometimes it's the best thing for you, new adventures, new people, new environment. Make sure you close that door before you leave. And I know you understand what I'm saying. That's with family and friends. You can still have some of those people carry with you as you move along, but just know to close that door. In other words, don't walk away and say, well, F this. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of going through these changes. Y'all don't want to listen, blah, 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 blah. No. Just say, it's not working for me, and it's hampering me as a human being who I am, and I can't deal with this anymore. So, you know, not to say I'm mad, I'm angry, I can't stand you, but for me to live my life and be happy and have a peace of mind, I need to move on. And then you close the door. Now, whether they accept it or not, oh, well. But for you, you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Shauna. You have a good day, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too. I'll be here listening.
Okay. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Area code 602, you're on the line with Lennis. How can I help you?
Hi, Lennis. It's Barbara. I have a question regarding my lawsuit. I'm meeting with an attorney tomorrow around 10:30 in the morning for him to file the appeal, and I was wondering, first of all, is he going to take it, and then how long will it take for it to turn around and be ruled in our favor?
Okay. Yes, your attorney is filing papers in the morning. Yes, he is.
No, I'm just meeting with him. He's not.
Oh, okay, but there is paperwork involved.
Yet, yeah.
Okay,
he'll,
but when you meet with him,
he'll be filing like 10 days or something, but he can't file yet.
Okay.
I'm just meeting with him for the first time.
Okay. Well, let's ask about the suit, because that's what you want to know, right? Are you going
to
win
your
lawsuit?
I need to know whether he's going to take the case, yes, and then how long will it take for the appeal to go, and then will it be ruled in my favor?
Yes, he will take the case. He has some issues with you when he takes a case. You need to let him feel comfortable in his mind about you.
Okay.
He's going to tell you it's an iffy case. You could or could not win, but he needs to feel comfortable about you going forth. It seems more of a personal thing than a financial gain in this lawsuit.
Well, it's only worth around $9,100, but the opposing counsel lied to the Justice of the Peace, so the Justice of the Peace dismissed the case before we even had a chance to show the case. So it's like crazy.
Yeah.
Because originally when I talked to you a month ago, you thought it was going to be settled on the 11th of October, and I was going to get over $6,000, which on the 28th of September, the judge dismissed the case, and now we have to appeal it to get it back into the court. And it usually takes about 3 or 4 months for the appeal to go through, because you have to appeal in the Superior Court, and then the Superior Court will throw it back in the Justice Court and say, you know, do this case.
You'll win. But you know when? It'll be January 13th, but you will win your case.
And that would
mark it on the calendar, January 2013.
And then will they settle out of court, or will we actually have a trial again?
No. Yes, ma'am. They will settle out of court. And you
know
what? I'm gonna tell you something. This is bullshit what you're going through. Excuse my language.
I know
it is.
It is
bullshit.
It forced me out.
But
whatever.
Well, it's being delayed because somebody dropped the ball. Not only the justice, but somebody dropped the ball. So it's going forth, and you will win. And you're right. It is going to take some time, but you will win. January the 13th,
yeah.
You should get your money. You should get your money by then.
Oh, good.
So,
Thank you.
Did. Somebody dropped the ball. You should have gotten it then, last month. So,
well, no, the judge should have, you know, dismissed their motion to dismiss and you know, proceeded for them to answer the case, because they've never answered the lawsuit. I filed it on August the 8th, and instead of answering the lawsuit, they did a motion to dismiss and then ask for summary judgment for attorney fees.
I
have to pay all their attorney fees, which is a joke.
Yeah, well, you'll get that money back. You'll get that back plus what you're asking for.
Well, I
just
hope
make sure
so,
you put
I've
that
gotta,
in your docket for that.
Oh,
but,
we will, because I've got to borrow some money this week from a friend so I can pay the attorney fees, because I've got zero money to pay an attorney. That's why I did it myself initially. So,
right, and let them know that you're able to make payments. Let them know that. You can't give them all the money up front. Just tell them that you're able to make payments and that as this go forward. Now, some attorneys take a third of whatever.
Well, that's
when you
if
have
they go
a law
in contingency,
running.
But I don't know whether they'll go in contingency. Most attorneys want their money up front.
That's true. But like I said, if he feels comfortable with you, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. Just make sure that the man feels comfortable in what you're doing, that somebody did something wrong. And,
yeah, the opposing counsel
error.
Lied. You know, he lied in his documents saying, oh, she could have stayed, but a letter to me saying, you got to get out by the end of June, otherwise we're going to sue you. But he told the judge, she could have stayed. Nobody forced her to leave. I mean, I read that and I went, oh, my God, and the judge believes this crap? I even gave him a copy of it because I had an attorney at the time. And the attorney said, this is retaliation because she turned you over to the city of Phoenix for 10 different violations. But whatever. All right, so I'll see the attorney tomorrow, and I'll be looking forward to the 13th of January.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
if anything changes before then, give me a call, okay?
I will, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. I want to take, I have a question in the chat room from Sumnus Abulance. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. I'm so sorry if I didn't. She asked me a question. I have a question. I've had the same dream over and over. It is a graphic. It's very graphic and involves many innocent people perishing in a plane crash. I am frightened of these reoccurring dreams because twice in the past they have come to pass. Should I be worried? I'm feeling a very strong headache. Very strong headache. Brenda, are you picking up anything?
I think it's more related to her life.
Yeah,
and
that's what I think it is.
Know what her feelings are when she wakes up, because people have these dreams, you have them too, and but the thing is, for me, I'm picking up that it has something to do with your life. I'm not sure what it is about her, but I'm not in the catastrophic stuff that you normally do with, you know what I'm saying?
But in interpreting this, it could go, for me interpreting, it could go either way. There could be a catastrophe that's happening, and she's seeing it as a plane crash. Maybe it's an earthquake or some land or something like that, land movement. Yeah, I feel that, and she's seeing it as a plane crash, but it's some catastrophe. So for that part, I will tell you something. Yeah, you are picking up there is a catastrophe that's going to happen, and it's big. Where, I don't know. In fact, what I'm feeling right now is Europe. That it could be in Europe, like a really bad storm or wind. Something that's just going to wash the land away. Now, I feel that. So I would tell you, Synonymous, what I would do is pray and ask for validation. But what I'm feeling right now, Brenda feels it could be in your life. I feel that it could come true, but it's not as a plane crash. It's something bigger, but it is a catastrophe. So I would just ask prayer for strength and courage, and also to understand that.
Well, and it's also really important. I mean, I hope you're writing the details down. Since you're having it constantly, write down the details. And it's really important to write down what you're feeling, you know, what the
exact time of the dream,
when you wake up from the dream.
Right.
Because if it's something cued into, I felt terrified for them, that's a little bit different. If it's more like it just happened and it shocked everybody, then that's another emotion, and that could be cued into who your life is.
Yeah.
Something to do
with let me get another call, honey. I got people. Let me go to another call. Area code 609, you're on the line with Lennis. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, my name is Yvette. How you doing?
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm fine.
No, I said okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what's ahead of me as far as my career goes.
You like working with your hands. Something to do with hands, but it's not craft. I see you working in the office with paperwork answering phones like a receptionist or a secretary.
Yeah, I see office.
You have helping hands to help people. You even got hands, if you worked on a person's hair, you make their hair grow. You have growing, what the old people used to say, growing hands. You work on their hair.
I can't even do hair.
Yeah, but you've got the, you have the healing
office,
within your hands.
Are you an office manager?
No.
Are you hoping to be an office manager?
Yeah, if I can. Yeah, I'm currently unemployed. That's why I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah, but what your specialty in work is office work, right?
No.
Interesting.
But that's the kind of position I was leaning towards. I would like to do.
Well, the first thing I thought was office manager. So it's interesting that Lennis came up with office too. So it sounds like you got office work headed in your future.
Okay.
I would bone up on your typing and all those things for office work. You know, sometimes they have those free things at the colleges or at the unemployment office where you can hone up the skills. I would get into that.
Okay.
It sounds like that's bonging in my head.
That's what I see, too. I see her doing office work. That's why I said either receptionist, secretary, UC management. A job will be coming up in November, and I see right around Thanksgiving. There's a possibility that you can either work for the state or the city. So those are the two areas that I would apply for. If I were
you're
in
gonna,
the state and
you're
the
gonna
or county.
Up. Yeah. You're gonna move up.
Yep.
In the office work.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, you will. Be applying now, city, state, and county, because one of those are going to hire you right prior to Thanksgiving. You'll get hired.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Get your application, your resumes out there.
I certainly will.
Well, thank you so much, Yvette, for calling, and you have
a
good day.
Thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 561, thank you for being patient. You're on the line with Lennis. How may I help you? Lennis and Brenda.
Hi, Lennis and Brenda. This is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Hi, this is who?
Lena from Florida.
Lena, all right. How can I help you today, Lena?
I want to see what you see about a job. I had 3 really good job interviews last week. I want to see if you think I might get one of these coming through soon.
Okay.
One of the
what
companies have an H in it? In the name?
Yeah. Hey, Home Depot.
That's the
one.
That's
my contribution.
Yep, I agree. That's the one, Home Depot. You got the job, girl. Send us a little change after you get your first paycheck.
I'm teasing.
I'm just having fun with you. But, yeah, I agree with Brenda. Home Depot, you'll get hired there. And shortly, too, you'll be hired before the end of this month. In fact, you will have a paycheck before the end of this month.
Okay, because there was a chiropractor that I really would like the job there. I mean, do you see that coming through?
What was the name of the chiropractor?
Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the name. Oh, boy, I can't even think of the name of the people. It's just I really want that job because I'm pursuing my degree, and it's really in correlation to my degree. And it really made it seem like they wanted me, but they said it wouldn't be for 3 more weeks before they would be hiring anybody.
Well, if I were you, I would take a Home Depot job right away, and if the people call back afterwards, you're certainly welcome to. But I saw an H in the name of the 3, so that's what I have to contribute. But I wouldn't turn down work. I mean, you can always shift right out to the one to the
one. I've been out of work a year. I'm not going to turn down anything.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Lena. Thank you for calling. Area code 337.
Hello?
No, Benaducci. I can't pronounce your name. I'm sorry. You're on the air.
I can't pronounce my name. Everyone has a difficult time. My name is Anna.
Okay.
Hi.
It didn't come up like that, though.
Thank
well,
you.
How are you at, Anna?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you what can you tell me? I really want to become this club where I'm a member at, and something happened. I wanna ask you, is there a way I can reassign for membership again? And what do you see around that?
You want to reassign for membership for what? I'm not understanding.
For the gym. The gym. There was something happened, and then I went my own way. But now I really miss my classes there, and I want to go back to the gym. Do you think that it's going to happen because of something happened?
I don't see
move
anything.
Move on.
No, I don't see it.
Move on. No.
It's gonna take a while. There's whatever
yeah.
it was. You're gonna need some time. There, time is has to happen.
Yeah.
However you put it, Aunt Lynn, you know it.
Yeah. No, I saw it. It was like big fat no, N-O. No.
That's, I got. That's exactly
so
what I got.
So look for another gym, darling. Look for another gym. There's one that's close to your home.
Yeah,
not
but
too far
that
from your house.
That doesn't have that many good classes. I missed my old. Gym and
okay, well, the old gym isn't there anymore, so get that out your mind. Find a new one and try something new. You said it doesn't have all the classes and stuff that you enjoy, but maybe try something new. It might be just a little bit different that you might can compromise at your new gym, but the old one, that's off the table. Sorry.
Why is that? Do you know? Or
they don't want you back. How detailed do you want me to get?
You know, sometimes we just can't have the things that we want, even, you know, ex-lovers or people, you know what I mean? People that we're in relationships with and it's not working.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't. It's unfortunate. But the other side of the coin, Anna, is there's probably something to your better good that's keeping you from being there because something in the future could happen that would be really bad. You have to look at some of the things where you're being blocked
yeah.
as the possibility that something that is wiser, the spirits in your life, angels, God, whatever you aspire to, is helping you to keep you out of trouble. Sometimes
okay.
things when we there's a no is a good thing. So explore
yeah, no can
other
be,
options.
Yeah.
Trust me. Because that was a big no on my part, big no on hers. I'd
yeah.
go with that.
And it doesn't even make sense that they're acting like that. It's just so off.
But that's the cueing you in that you need to not be involved with them.
Right. To move on. Don't even go back. That's
if you
not
do,
for you. There's
you're
something better
for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something better for you. Look ahead.
Mm.
Don't look backwards. Always look forward. If something doesn't work out, something better is waiting for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you for calling, Una.
Thank
Anna.
You.
Anna, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 337, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you guys?
Fine, and who's this?
This is Tamla from Louisiana. I spoke to you a few times, Ms. Linus.
Oh, okay. Well, how you doing, Ms. Tamla?
I'm good.
What
I'm
can I
good.
Do for you today? You
well,
were the one.
You know
weren't
what?
You in love with a guy you were trying to decide whether or not to get married or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What happened was you said, what you told me was you shocked me. You said that dude's spirit was so heavy on me, it was choking me, and I was like, wow. So I just just was calling for, like, I've been, since that call, a lot has changed. But I realized in the process I had to do some work on myself because I had a lot of fear. In the past, I was like the runaway bride type person. But what I learned from that experience was that even when something comes, I had to make sure that I was ready for it. So from that time that you gave me that talk and everything, I just kind of been working on me. So I just was kind of calling to see if you can pick up on anything in the love area for that.
Okay. You're shedding something because I got a coldness around me right now.
You said shedding.
You know what I'm saying? Shedding, whether it's an emotion, intellect, spiritual cleansing, but
yeah.
I'm cold.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
shedding something, which is a good thing. I mean, it's not bad. It means it's going away. It's like the snow on the ground. Once it melts and the sun comes out, right?
Yeah.
It melts
yeah.
the snow away. You're no longer cold.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So don't get attached to anybody in the, like, very near future.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I think your body's putting distance for you. This is a healing process, right? So it sounds like you might want to wait a little. Even if you meet Mr. Perfect, you think, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
don't spin head first, right? You get that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't because I'm changing. That's what I've noticed about me. And because the last time I spoke to Ms. Lennon, she was telling me about someone that was in my world. But what it did for me was it caused me to go inside and look at myself to see if I could handle him because he was a handful. What ended up happening after that reading, he and I stopped talking. But I had to look at, not just him, I had to look at a part that I played in it to see if I was really ready. So that's when I had to go inside and start doing some spiritual cleansing and some work and stuff. So I know instinctively. The only thing I can say is instinctively. Instinctively, I know I cannot let anyone get in my space, not right now. It's not time because I'm still doing a lot of work and healing and stuff. Because I know, one thing I know is I keep on seeing this man in my dream. My grandma comes up in my dream, and I know something is coming, something serious like marriage. Just like how Ms. Lennon said, I know it's coming, so I have to work on me.
Oh, and honey, your grandma is bringing it. You hear me? I can feel her spirit. She is bringing it. Believe me, this man, that when you get married, your grandmother's
uh-huh.
just smiling. Man, I can see this woman's face. She is just smiling. She's working in your behalf. Your grandma's working with you. So when that man comes up, you should get a feeling about you, a real good feeling, like a warmth
yeah.
or something. That's your grandmother letting you know, it's all right, baby. It's all right. I like this one. It's all right. Yeah. She's back there. She's just like your mentor and God, her spirit is so strong. It's like she's a mentor, but also...
Protector.
How can I say it, Brenda? You know, she's pushing
protector.
Her.
Protector.
She's going through the cleansing. She's pushing
yeah,
her, but
yeah.
she's there
yeah.
to help her, too. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. It's a beautiful
yeah.
thing. I tell people, don't get scared of spirits, because some spirits come to help you and make sure
right.
that your life is going the direction that it's supposed to be going. You know,
yeah.
but... You know, you learn to discern spirits. But for me, I talk to spirits all the time. So
uh-huh.
I just feel her. I mean, like, wow, when you get ready to get married, she's just standing there like, yeah, that's my baby. Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing I'm still kind of, I'm not going to stay confused about because I'm just open for what spirit has for me. I'm just wondering if it's the same man that you read on.
No.
I'm just wondering.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. The one that your grandma's working on in the spirit world, this man will be your match.
Okay.
He will be your match. You won't have to think a lot about him.
Because the only
yeah.
thing I can come up with for him is I see a suit, can't see his face, I see a gold ring on his pinky finger, cigar, that's about it. I can't see nothing else. Don't even know who he is.
Yeah, he is an older gentleman. I'll give you that. I'd
mm-hmm.
say he's anywhere from 5'8", and the furthest out, I see 10 years older than you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
But
okay.
5 or 8 years older. Yeah, he's an older gentleman. I mean, you two click. That's how beautiful it is. You two just click. It's like your communication and understanding is beautiful. You can talk with this man, and he can talk with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But thank you so much. I just was calling for, you know, just to kind of say hello and just to kind of.
Brenda, did you
want
to add anything to this? Pam,
no,
I see around December.
Yeah, I saw 10, too. I saw 10 years. So, I mean, somewhere 10 years and younger, yeah,
mm-hmm.
as far as him being older. But, yeah, he's going to
yeah.
be very protective of you. So, like grandma, you know, that grandma spirit, he's
mm-hmm.
going to be protective of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh.
yeah, yeah. So it'll be your best pal, but somebody who watches out for you even when you're not watching out for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he might tell you one time, like, don't go out with these particular girls today. I think they're headed for trouble. I mean, you know, some little thing like that, and you'd be like, no, I'm going to go out with my girlfriends, and then something weird will happen. He's just
mm-hmm.
going to have he's going to be watching out for you when you're not even aware of it. But you're going to be – it's going to be a good fit.
Yes,
wow,
it is.
And the crazy part is it seems like I already know somebody like that already, because there's not too many men that I know with all those qualities. That's the thing. I don't know if it's somebody who I know just kind of forgot about or somebody I'm going to meet. That's the tricky part. So I'm just open to spirit, that's all.
Yeah, it could be either way. But, you know, they even say even if people are married and if you go see a psychic says a new man's come in your life, that new man could be your husband who's finally woke up and, you know, changed
exactly.
your heart.
Yes,
so,
amen.
So, I mean,
exactly.
So those are the same things, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Just be open. That's good.
Yeah. And that's
but
yeah.
your grandma will let you know.
She sure will.
I'm not trying to take too much
yep.
time, but this is what I wanted to say. That coldness, that shedding of the old ways, that's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with opening myself to new ways of seeing things, being creative, instead of just looking at it from Tamla's way, because my way wasn't working no more. So that's what I'm shedding.
Very good.
That's very good, Tamla.
Very good.
Okay,
you're on
thank
it, girl.
You guys so much. And Ms. Linda, you're the bomb.
Thank
you
for calling. Gosh, let us know. I'm seeing December, so Tamla, let me know, because I see around
okay.
December, Christmas time is like a Christmas present to you.
That's what you said last time. You know what, Miss
yep.
Lewis, you're going to have me calling you with a heart attack, but a good heart attack.
Well, I'm telling
right,
you, Christmas,
you know.
Christmas, girl. Hey,
right.
presents come in many forms and fashions.
Okay. All right. Y'all have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Bye. Okay.
Area code 707, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. How can we help you?
Yes, hi, Linus and Brenda. How are you?
Fine. Hi. Who's this?
This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. When do you see a relationship coming in for me and anything about him?
Wow. As soon as you said relationship, I saw a storm. Like it was coming so fast, it knocks you down. There's somebody in the wings that... who is truly interested in you, but it's like, whew, it's so fast, it's like you're standing there and you turn around and the guy's right there in your face. You're like, oh, my God. excuse me.
Sure.
Let's see. Well, I see a medium, and I see a slender guy. Well, medium to slender, I guess that's how he's built. And he's either in construction or computers. Looks like he's between 36 and 38 years.
That's real young.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on the maturity, too. Sometimes
true.
Men can have the maturity of older men, and then other times not. So,
mm-hmm.
I feel there's somebody that's coming up on you real fast, and I'm trying to determine if that's good or bad. You know, is it a stalker? I'm almost feeling like this. I'm cautious. It's something about this guy. I mean, he's coming on you so fast, but like I'm cautious, like. there's something there that's not clicking. It's not right. I don't know what it is.
It seems like he's already watching you or aware of you.
Yeah.
But you're not really aware of him, right? I got a three-month time frame that came out in my head, but, you know, it seems like within 3 months he's going to make his presence known. I would
so
be
it
careful.
Would be this, I was thinking it would be this month, October, November.
Well, it's within 3 months. I think you'll definitely know who it is if it's someone you're going to sit with for a spell. I don't think it's a permanent relationship. I don't know what Aunt Lynn's feeling, but I'm not feeling a permanent relationship.
No, but he will reveal himself, but it's almost like he's a stalker. You know, like he watches her, but he doesn't come forward and speak to her.
It sounds like you're talking about someone from the past. This doesn't sound like...
Is he a tall, medium to slender guy?
Yes.
Curly hair, light skinned.
Yes.
Okay, then it's him. Well,
but he's nowhere near this age.
Oh, Does he act that age?
Probably.
Okay.
But
he could be 65, but he acts 38. I understand what you're saying.
Right, and that's
you're
over.
Saying he's not near that age, but his mentality could be like a person from 36 to 38 years old.
Correct, but it definitely would not be him. I wouldn't have anything to do with him.
Well, this person that I'm just telling you, it's almost like somebody, it's almost like a guy who's aware of you, sort of watches, maybe sees you around in a bar or something like that, and then, you know, they just are watching you. And that not, I mean, I know she says stalker, and she's saying it more like, they're more aware of you right now than you are aware
you are
of them.
You are them. Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily like the creepy stalker, but within 3 months, he's going to make his presence known.
Well, maybe I need to rephrase the question. When do you see a significant relationship coming in? Because I don't have time for nonsense.
December.
I'm sorry.
December.
Oh, my goodness. I wish it could work that easy. Yeah.
December?
Every step on a relationship is working you towards the better steps, right? They're all learning experiences, and they're all progressing you to something, you know.
You want
to get to the top of the mountain, but at some point you're going to have to deal with the base of it. And
I've dealt with the base of a lot of stuff. And I would like, I'm not going to do all of that. So
okay, well then, here's the thing. If he doesn't have all the things, like, the whole drill, right? You have the five characteristics that you want, and then that's what you want. You know those are characteristics that you must have. Then don't touch anything unless they have all five characteristics. And a lot of people don't really want to wait as long as it's going to take. So,
I've been waiting a long time, so it's not a matter of patience. I've had plenty of that.
Okay,
so,
well, you asked for the next relationship that's coming, and
right.
This is what she cued into. And that's what I... Now, as far as that, the one, like, your soulmate, and it's going to be... There's something about you that's preventing that. And I'm not trying to be offensive, and I'm not saying it's a bad, there's something about you. And it could very well be that you just aren't trusting enough, or it could be that, you know, you've had too many issues with people, so you got a lot of barbs up to prevent riffraff. But sometimes you stab the people that you actually want because they don't seem exactly the way you think they ought to look. There's something about you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It has to do with your personality. Not that your personality is bad, just something you're doing that's actually preventing that seeding of the one. And it might be why this person is watching you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
I hope you guys are wrong, but anyway.
Well, we always wish the very best for everybody. You know,
right.
Yeah. God bless you. Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Valerie, for joining us today, and you have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.
All right. Area code 818, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. How can we help you?
Hi, Susan from California.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Oh, can you do a numerology?
Okay,
what's
she's on the line. Brenda's a numerologist. What's your...
Wonderful, because I don't want to talk too much, so I want to see first what the numerologist picks up.
Okay. So what's your birthday?
September the 15th. Do you need the year too?
Yes, I do.
1954.
Trying to add quick.
The reason why I'm not talking is because I don't think I give people a true reading when I talk.
All right. You're definitely a thinker. I've come up with the number 7 and for your life path, and that life path is generally... Well, that number itself generally has to do with somebody who's a deep thinker. You're very pensive. Things come to you, and you think about them deeply. There's nothing that comes to you at face value, including what I'm saying to you at the moment. So
I'm laughing because
What?
No, I'm laughing. I'll tell you why.
Yeah. So, I mean, every time that somebody meets you, and, you know, there might even be times when they're talking to you and you don't respond right away because you're ruminating over what they're talking about, you know, and you're not just ruminating over what they're saying. You're ruminating about what they're saying and how they appear and how that's connecting with any other issue. It's huge. You want to see the big picture, and you want to understand everything. So, yeah, people may actually misinterpret you as being moody or weird or not paying attention, and actually you're more intensely so. You're quite intense.
Wow.
So,
no one's ever said that.
But isn't
that's
it
so
true?
Interesting you said that, because I can't read body language, but I can pick up energy. And I never knew about telepathy or visions or any of those things growing up. I didn't know about it. What I've experienced in life is, it's kind of interesting path if you have telepathy. Can the other person pick up my energy at all?
What other person?
Oh, is there another? I thought there was another lady there. I'm sorry. Oh, I thought there were two of you.
Linus, she wants to know if you can see her. She can tell if you got something going on there. Linus?
Oh.
Hello?
Okay, well.
I'm sorry, I'm here. I was answering a question on the chat line. So sorry.
Oh, okay.
She said numerologist, so I let her go with you. But yes, I'm here.
Is that okay?
Give me a question. No. I could hear the whole show while you guys are going. Give me a question, and I can answer.
I
could pick up the telepathy that she does read the energy on people, and she wanted to make it's just your confirmation on whether
she can see auras. Yeah.
The relationship I'm in, it's kind of interesting, my life. Yeah. I never knew I had this.
You're sensitive and you're an intuitive as well.
Yes.
So she understands. You just, what is the point you're trying to get to?
Well, the relationship I'm with this person.
The objectivity. Okay. this person makes your heart heavy sometime. I feel that, and I feel some bitterness, but I feel it makes your heart heavy. Confusion, misunderstanding, not being heard. It's not always about sex. That's okay, but it's more communication and understanding. You know, where are you going with this? Are you going to the next level? These are the questions that's posing between the two of you. Am I correct?
Huh, this is interesting what you're saying, because for the first time, I felt love. So I don't know if that means heavy heart. But before I met him, I was in a very, I met an energy vampire, and I was enchained, if you understand that. That's why I don't want to say much.
Oh, I know what energy vampires are. Yes, I do.
And my ex-husband was a sociopath, so I was so shocked when I got involved with this next person because they were both scorpions. And today someone said to me, my ex-husband enchained me. And I says, well, no, how could that be? He says, yes, you were. And someone said that the same thing to me last night. And so I don't feel uneasy with this person in my life, and this scares me, because can a person you're not uneasy with, can that also mean that you're not in a good place? I thought he was my soulmate because he understands my vibes, and we both interchange energy and telepathy in our minds, and I'm being very careful. But because of what that person said last night to me, he said, well, just because you don't feel uneasy with this person, you could be in danger. And it's just, see what you're saying about seeking and something goes into your mind? I do overthink things. But,
yeah.
And just because of someone saying that makes me feel very uneasy. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, you need to stop allowing outside to drive your inside. It's your inner inside that should be driving the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to trust you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, think, and that's part of thinking, your thinking thing, that has a lot to do with you trying to control things so that you don't get hurt.
That's it. Because my whole life, I lived in my own world. I didn't communicate. I didn't have the need to. And after those relationships, especially the last one, it was very scary. I got out of it. But I was addicted in many ways. And I think there was even drugs involved. I don't know for sure. But the addiction was very odd. And so I didn't even know what I was involved with. And then afterwards, I found out all these other things about me, how come it happened, and all of these things. So it's just very interesting. That's why I didn't want to talk too much to get a true reading.
It's really important for you to understand that everything isn't negative, and yet understanding that you overthink.
Mm-hmm.
And other people's suggestions, even ours,
uh-huh,
do not dictate your life path, because you can always go down a different path. But when it comes to relationships, it's okay for them to be light and easy. It's okay for them not to be anything like anything before.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it's probably a good thing for a while, until you can kind of get your bearings with that person.
Well, truthful. He's truthful, and he's like a... He'll tell me between the eyes, and I guess sometimes he tells me things that I know is true, but it's hard. I want him to just be, oh, so nice, and, you know, and when I run away, he comes and gets me. And so the thing is, I guess part of me feels, God, he's so truthful. It scares me, because how does he know so much? And it's just that he says, when I'm in danger or different things, he says, I pick up your vibes. And when he said these things, it's just like, oh, no. And you know what the other lady was saying about you having a dream over and over again? I do have a manifestation. And when I'm writing, my emotions came into my writing. Things are coming true. And even this last relationship, I think I wrote him. I mean, like when I was writing a story about a person, about a girl falling for somebody, this fairy or whatever, this person came real. And
Susan,
I don't know, it's very, have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, Susan, it's almost like right now what's coming at us is like a snow globe of snow all around all these issues. So you're almost coming with too much, right?
Too much information.
If you are talking like that or you're thinking that way with your relationships, you're going to remain confused.
Uh-huh.
So it's good for you to get still. Do you understand
what I'm saying? Oh, my energy is so high. I haven't eaten all day. My daughter came home and she got so angry at me. I haven't drank and eaten or anything. And I'm avoiding him because he's going
to
know that.
You need to get still, Susan.
Yeah.
And you need silence. And you need pockets of silence in your day. So right now, because there's like all these different questions and things you're coming at us, and I think that we've kind of given you a little something to gnaw on. So
yes.
Right now, I think it's more important for you to just kind of get still.
Yeah.
When it comes to whatever anybody
calm
says.
Calm within.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize
calm
for acting
and
this
take
way.
No,
I'm very upset with myself because I burnt my emotions a long time ago. And after that other person I was involved with, my emotions came forward. He brought them all out. And then he shut them down. I kind of gave my emotions to him because he said, that's the way I'll help my son. So I had no more feelings again. My body changed. Everything changed. And now for this person, he's bringing my emotions again forward. I'm being able to tell him what's going on in my mind for the first time, and it's scaring me. So I'm
just go just calm. Think about a white light. Sit somewhere near nature and just let everything drain out. And you need to do that on a regular basis.
Okay.
Everybody does. This is
I need to drink some water, too. I apologize that.
Yeah. No. That's okay. I was going to give you an example. Sometimes what I do, and Brenda knows this, I'll go down to the waterfront and just go down to the water, to the bank or whatever, and just stand there and let my emotions and everything go into the water, whether I'm standing there crying or if I'm angry. Whatever, I just let it all go in the water, just let it all go. And then when I walk away and go back to my car, I feel refreshed.
Oh, that happens to me in the shower.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, you don't, I mean, I just, because I like going to the beach.
My thoughts come to me in my shower, and when I'm walking, I used to do walking meditation. I didn't know I was doing it. That last person taught me that. So, and everything was all concentrated on him. He was a fake guru. So the thing is, now when I go walking to nature, I enjoy it with the dogs. I make wishes on dandelions and prayers, and things come towards me. It's hard to explain it. I don't understand it. I'll think of something, and someone will come towards me that has the answer I'm thinking of. So it's just, I just have to
You just go. Need to understand your intuitive side.
I don't get it.
To me, she's like, what do they call those children that are, the brain is going faster than they can put the words out.
Oh, yes, that's me.
Huh?
Yes. You think about Asperger's or autistic?
No,
autistic.
I have a circular mind.
That's what she reminds me of. Her brain is like an autistic person.
Oh,
she's
my gosh, really?
She's going so fast, and like you said, the snow globe is too much, and it kind of gets to a point where you'll shut down. Because you're
That's
overloaded.
It. That's what my
you're
friend
overloaded.
Says.
You're overloaded. It's like, I can't take this anymore. Boom, I'm done. You
That's
know?
It.
And I mean, it's not literally, but it's how you feel emotionally because it's just too much.
It gets overwhelmed.
You know
what happened?
Yeah.
My daughter came home. I lived my life for my kids. We had a crazy secret life, and she was upset because I touched her stuff in her room, and she swore at me, and she said a bad word, the F word. And after she said it, everything kind of flipped, and my son got upset with me and blamed me because I didn't save him from his father. So I think all of these things on top of it, I haven't eaten or drank or any of it, so I guess that's what's happened. And
okay, I think that you need to go actually do the skill.
I'm sorry, ladies. I hate to cut you short. But
so I apologize
seconds,
for
I'm
my outburst.
Air.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But thank you, Susan.
Take care,
you call
thank
in
you.
Again.
You okay,
call in
bye-bye.
Again. We enjoyed you. Thank you. And I also would like to thank everybody that called in today. Wow, we really had a good show today, everybody. And I also would like to thank the people on the chat line. I tried to answer some of your questions. If I didn't, please go to theessenceofsuccess.com. That is my website. Click on the right-hand side and get a reading and we can talk more in depth about the questions that you were asking me, and I do appreciate that. I thank Brenda for being with us today. She's always our jewel, our diamond in the rough, and it comes in and helps us with their numerology. So I thank Brenda. Next Sunday, I'll be on vacation, so the Sunday after that I'll be back. Let me tell everybody real quick, next month when we do psychic readings, I'm going to give away a free reading for 30 minutes on the 10th caller, so remember that. Okay, have a good day. Brenda, close me out, girl.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Tell somebody you love them and say thank you. Have a good week, everybody.